It's Get Well Wednesday. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Tamara Warren. Oh, doctor, how you pronounce your married name?
Chinyani?
Yeah. Did I say Chinyani? That's correct? Dr. Tamara Warren Chinyani.
Yeah.
And the topic is May is Mental Health Month. Now, Dr. Chinyani works with black churches to offer mental health first aid, teaching congregations about the risk factors and red flags of mental health. Bless your heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are some of the red flags in the church?
So one of the things that we like to promote with the mental health first aid program is, first of all, it's a public health education program that's used to train the general public about the signs and symptoms of mental illness. And we know that in the African-American church, one of the greatest barriers for individuals seeking treatment is stigma. And how that translates into our community is that I like to give the example of when someone breaks a leg, what's the first thing that you do? You take that person to the doctor, you make sure that they get the appropriate treatment, and then you assist them in any way possible. However, if someone is experiencing a mental health crisis, sometimes even within the church, we don't always know what to do. So we definitely encourage prayer. We know that prayer can work. But also, along with prayer, it may be necessary for the person to seek professional treatment. And so,
okay. So, what are some of the red flags?
So, some of the red flags include changes in that person's behavior, and we call those signs. Those are the things that we can actually see or notice about the individual. It could include things like irritability, changes in appearance. The person may be tearful, have indecision, become more disorganized, forgetful, changes.
That could be any of us.
Sure. So aside from signs, though, there are also symptoms, and symptoms are what the person may actually feel. And so that could be intense sadness, having low energy, sleep disturbances, headaches, loss of sexual desire, and feelings of hopelessness and helplessness. And so together, between signs and symptoms, those can possibly serve as red flags for us to acknowledge that that person may need assistance. And so we ask a series of questions to that individual before we make any judgments. And with the Mental Health First Aid Program, we're not teaching individuals to become clinicians. Instead, we're simply training individuals how to recognize potential problems or concerns with individuals, and then also to know what are the right things to say and what are the things that we don't want to say to that person to encourage
the recovery process. Let's just start with some of the things you don't want to say to someone that you think is suffering from mental health.
Okay. So since we talked about the African-American church earlier, we certainly don't want to say that you should pray it away. Right? We don't want to indicate to that person that there's a spiritual weakness because he or she may be experiencing symptoms of depression. We know that that doesn't work. In fact, it can discourage individuals from getting the help that they need.
Because they think they can get it from prayer.
Right. Or making the assumption that because some of the spiritual things that we do, and that's very prevalent in our community, if those things don't appear to be providing the assistance that that person needs, we don't encourage them to then go on and seek professional treatment. And so that's one of the things that we definitely need to be mindful of in the African-American community. Think about cancer. If someone has a diagnosis of cancer, of course we wouldn't pray for that individual. We might take that person to visit the doctor. We might prepare meals for that individual while they're seeking treatment.
But we don't say, let's pray this cancer away.
Yes, exactly.
I understand.
Exactly.
This is Dr. Tamara Warren Chinyani.
Yes.
And the topic is mental health. If you have a question for the doctor, you can text her at 646464. She will text you back. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
All right.